Editor. In 1947, I was 6 years old and was allowed to walk home alone from the movie theater. The theater was on Broadway, 9th Avenue, and Main Street in Vancouver, and our apartment was at 16th and Main. Not only was it safe, but it was normal, as it was also to walk anywhere in the lower mainland without fear, day or night. No longer, eh? Not even to the end of your block. So, yeah, I know, that was then and this is now. But, what happened? Even a decade or two ago, it was relatively safe to walk the streets. This is a direct failure by all three levels of government who, of course, continue to blame each other. Therefore, nothing happens. But, remember, all of those feel-good moments that city councillors, MLAs and MPs keep shoving down our throats to convince us that they are doing great jobs, including with foreign countries. Well, we won't need to worry about climate change, minorities or land claims if we are afraid to leave our homes. Time for the majority to sit down and speak up here, as there is no sign that anything is being done to eliminate these terrible attacks from basically a few in number. How about making them the prisoner instead of the rest of us? How about offering them a choice of rehabilitation or prison when arrested? I'll bet the police, who put their lives on the line every single day for us, would support this. And remember, this is happening in your city, not just Vancouver. So, people, we have the first set of elections in 2 months, and this is an opportunity for the candidates to tell us they actually will take immediate and drastic action if elected. Not a priority for them? Then don't elect them. Bill Davis, New Westminster.